Avol noisin olotay hakara. A plate. A plate means you took the cholent out of the pot and put it into a plate. That's a klisheni now. A klisheni is not a vashem.
Well, I shouldn't say cholent. Of course, it's talking about liquid. It's talking about soup. Soup, when it comes into a klisheni, it's saying a vashem. Avol noisin olotay hakara. Not to put it into the plate. So, Trashi, the klisheni ain't a vashem. As if you have a soup, and now you want to put spices into the soup, that's mutter. Since the soup is a klisheni in the plate, that's ein mevashel. Oilu techa tamchui, also another type of a plate. Because Rashi tamchui kein kara gedolim, is zayma to a big plate. Shema'ara, call the ilfus techi, pour the whole pot into it. When mishom marla karas, from the tamchui, you pour off into other thing. What's called a self-service. You put down on the table a big plate, and everybody takes out of it. So the big plate is a tamchui, and the small plates are karas. So in the cliche is any mavashu. Now I said it's a dover lach, because it's also machlokes rishonim, we're also machmir, that some shittas hold a dover gush. That means a solid thing must like a piece of chicken. Kol zaman, the chicken itself is yatz lettuce boy, even though you put it into a cliche, it still is mavashu. And it's a dover gush, a solid substance, even though it's in a cliche, it doesn't get cool from the kli. It's not like into the kli. So kol zaman, the piece of chicken is still yatz lettuce boy, you shouldn't put tavlin inside it. It's only liquid. When soup, when you take it out of the first pot and put it into a second kli, a kli sheni is not mevashel. There is a chumra of the chayyodim. The chayyodim says that a kli sheni is not mevashel only if it's just the yad lettuce boy. But if it's the yad nichris boy, that means much, much hotter. That if you put your hand in there, your mamish burn your hand, then he holds even a kli sheni is also mevashel. That's the chayyodim's chumra. I'll take tamchi. By the Yehudu Weimer, l'chol hu noising. If you don't know, you're allowed to put spices into anything. So seeing the Gemara, is he going to Kula, is he going to Chumra? Is he saying even a Kli Rishon? Or is he saying no, even a Kli Sheni? We'll soon see. But he says, L'chol hu noisin, you're allowed to put spices into anything. Chutz midav v'sheish boi chaymetz v'tzir. Unless in this plate is chaymetz means like vinegar, very strong hot vinegar. Or else tzir, so Drashi tzir means hanaytiv min adogim, the oil that comes out of fish. When you soak it, it comes out the tzir. So tzir of fish is very hot. That's the yim of Asher. So we'll see in the Gemara what Reb Yehuda is coming to say. So the Gemara boilu. We have Yehuda that says in any type of a pot, a plate, you're allowed to put tavlin. Areisha koyi lekula. Is he going even in areisha? That's what the Mishnah says in the pot itself. That's the kli rishon. You're not allowed to put spices into it. Reb Yehuda holds no, and the kli rishon is not mevashel. Ulekula. I do my seifa koyi. Rabbi Yehuda is going in a seifa. That one in the plate, that's the klisheni, we say you're allowed to put spices. You can put anything in a plate. Uluchumra. Rabbi Yehuda is bimachrin saying what? Even in a plate, that's the klisheni, you should know, it's only mutter to put spices if the thing is not that hot. But if you have tzir, or you have chaymetz there, since that makes it very, very hot, there's no hetter to put spices into chaymetz to tzir, even in the klisheni. So drashi areisha koyi, a ilfis on the pot itself. The cost of Tanakama. Since it's a kli rishon, we hold it's awesome. Well, come Rabbi Yehuda, l'chol ilfus in all type of pots. You should know who noisin. He holds no, you're allowed to put spices into the pot itself, into the food when it's in the pot. The kli rishon l'mavashim. Rabbi Yehuda goes to kula and says, no, a kli rishon. Once you took it off the fire, it's not mavashim anymore. Oy Dilma, the other side is no. Aseif ekoi. A karav etamchui. The kosher with Tanakama. Tanakama says, once you take the soup out of the pot and put it into a plate, it's only klisheni, you're allowed to put anything you want in there. But Kamala Yehuda, Yehuda says no. The whole chorus of Tamchui Yimodim Lecho. Stam a plate, I'm ready to put something into a klisheni. Of a chutz midav a sheish by chaymetz. A chutz from a plate that has vinegar there. We are filu klisheni namiloi. Even though the vinegar is only in a klisheni, but since vinegar is like very strong, it burns it up, it's mevashel, even the klisheni will also be mevashel. That's the shayla. So the Martoshma bring your raya. The Tanya Reb Yudu Aymer. L'chol ilfasin. That means on all pots. Hu noisin. L'chol hakaderois. Roischin hu noisin. And it's not mean all pots and all frying pans. You're allowed to put. They see all the kli rishon of Damavashal. You're allowed to put spices into the kli rishon also hu noisin. Chutz midav shesh b'chemes v'tzur. A chutz from a kli that has vinegar and tzir. So the Zavoyskum Yehud is a mekel. He holds even a kli rishon. When you take it off the fire, it's not mevashel anymore. That's a Yehud Shittim. Halacha we hold like Yehud, halacha we hold a kli rishon is yeh mevashel. Sov Rav Yosef Lameimor. This is a new figure now. Rav Yosef thought to say, Sov Rav Yosef Lameimor, melech, salt, is Hareyu Ketavlin. Rishonal salt has the same halacha like tavlin, like other spices. The what? The Bekli Rishon Bishlo, if you want to put in when the food is still in the pot, in the Kli Rishon, you're not allowed to add salt into the pot. Or the Kli Sheni like Bishlo. But once you take the soup into the plate, it's only a Kli Sheni, then you're allowed to add salt into it. That's what we wanted to say. That salt is the same madrega as any other spices. Omaleya baya zaktabaya, Tony Rabchia are not like you. Melech ain't a ketavlin. Salt is not doima to other spices. The Bekli Sheni Nami Bishlo. This sheet is a chumra. Salt is such a substance that's very, it's called Kali Bishlo. It's very easy to cook up salt. And even in the Kli Sheni Sosa, even when you have your hot soup in your plate, you're not allowed to add salt to it, according to the Shita. This is one Shita. Or Pligi the Rab Nachman. Rab Chia Dingzachan Rab Nachman, another Shita. The Yomer Rab Nachman, Rab Nachman says a Svara Pumfaker. He holds salt is never cooked up. You come out, there's never instant cooking up salt. Because the old salt, tzricha milcha, salt needs pishula cooking kibis for the turum, like a raw piece of meat from an ox. In other words, you have to cook it only on top of the fire gomer, that's where it's also to add salt into a tashel. Mashenkin, once the pot is off the fire, and the clearishin, he holds there's no way to bishul on salt. Hey, salt is such a hot substance that when you put it into the pot, it's amavashlit. The only thing that cooks up salt is when the pot is on the fire. That's the third shita. So kids said there are three shita here. What's the din of salt? In salt, like any other tavshil, kli rishon also kli sheni mutter. Then we have a swear no, salt is better. Even in the kli rishon, it's mutter. And then you have a swear no, salt is worse. Even the kli sheni, it's also. But the ik of the army, others learn like this. The ik of the army. Sova Rabbi Yosef Lameimer. Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, Melech salt hareyu ketavlin. It has the same halach like any other tablet spices. The what? The Bekli Rishon Bishlo. And the Kli Rishon, it has an Issa Bishlo to it. Bekli Sheni Le Bishlo. But in the Kli Sheni, there's no Issa Bishlo. Omalei Abaya, Tony Reb Chir Chir learned like this. Melech ain't a ketavlin. Melech is not like salt. The Bekli Rishon Nami Le Bishlo. There's Lekula. That salt, even if you put it into the Kli Rishon, it's also not a Bashlo salt. Behind the Yom Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman said, Tzricha milcha, salt needs, bishula, to cook it very, very strong, very much, kibis with the turum, like you have to cook up an ox meat. Now it's to say that the only time the nisa bishul on salt, if you have the pot on top of the fire, you have the soup mamish cooked on top of the fire, then you're not allowed to add salt to it. That would be a nisa bishul. Now Allah was brought down is metilu was supposed to be machmer, that salt is called from the dvarim that are kali bishul, and even in the kli sheni, you should not put salt. Zvor gefelich, you can't have salty soup anymore. But the Torah says our salt is different though. There's only talking about raw salt, that real rock salt that was never cooked yet. Our salt that we use was cooked salt before. The process is, it was processed already, it was cooked already. So, Melachir is then Bishal Achabishal. Therefore, our salt, we even allowed to put into a Klevishin also. Who are then our sugars also? Our sugar comes from sugar cane that was cooked up with Tchila, and then it was dried up. So we owe the lacha in bishul achabishul. So calls the man, you're not putting the salt or the sugar into something on top of the fire, it's mutter. Habi, it's in a clear region, it's off the fire, you're allowed to put our salt or our sugar into it. But it's only because our salt is already cooked up. But lo yitzir, you have raw salt that wasn't cooked up yet, metchili should be machmer. And not to put the salt into a kli sheni, because there is such a zach of a kali bishul. I mean, certain things get cooked up very easily, it's called kali bishul. Now, as nagei to this, it's also brought down a chumra l'alocha, that the Gemara says now, a kli sheni is not mavashel. That means once you put your soup into the plate, that's the kli sheni, now you're allowed to put salt inside, the tavlin inside it. So some unfortunate l'alochas brought down, it's only tavlin you're allowed to put in it. What about you want to put challah? You want to put bread, or put something else into it? We say that there are substances that are called kali habishel, that gets cooked up very easily. And even in the kli sheni, it's also mavashel. Therefore, metchila, you're not supposed to put bread into hot soup if it's very, very hot. It's called the man, the soup is yatz lettuce boy. It's called kali habishel. You shouldn't put your bread into the soup metchila. What? Same thing. Because we hold yesh bishel achrafiyah. Since bread or matzah was only baked first, if you go to cook it now, we hold yesh bishel achrafiyah. And in the Kli Sheni, that's providing, usually the Hefter is, till we say our soup is not that hot anymore. By the time you get it in front of you, the soup is not that hot, you can eat it already, doesn't burn you anymore, it's not called Yas Letters Boy. Therefore, you could throw your matzah, you could throw your challah in. But maybe the first second that comes out of the pot, when it's still Yas Letters Boy, there is a chumra, it's called Kali Abishum, not to put bread, not to put challah into the soup. All right. Spices is mutter. It's a Kli Sheni, it's mutter. Spices are mutter, Kli Sheni. Right. Right. So the Mishnah. A nice name, Kli. Now we're going to Sugis of Muksa. We already finished the Sugis of Bishol. Now we're starting a new Sugis of Muksa. A nice name, Kli, Tachas Haner, Lakava Boyas Hashem. It's on Shabbos, you have a light, a lamp burning, a Ner Shal Shemin, and usually Amola drips, just like our candles drip, Amola have the Shemin drips down. So you don't want the Shemin to drip on your table, so you want to put a plate underneath the lamp to catch the Shemin. That's also to do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a nice thing kli tachas haner l'kavoy es ha-shemen. V'yem nasnu m'voy joy muta, papshita is this, that you put the plate there on Friday before Shabbos, so that on Shabbos, when the oil drips down, it'll drip into the plate, pshita that's muta. So Drashi, a nice thing b'Shabbos kli tachas haner. Drashi, what are you doing? L'kavoy ha-shemen ha-metafet, that there's oil that's going to drip down from the lamp, so you don't want it to drip on your table. Now on Shabbos, you want to put a kli underneath to catch it. It's aser. Why? Mishum, one time is mishum, the shemen muksu. Shemen is muksa. About the beginning of Shabbos, you put it into the ner. So now on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the shemen out of the ner, because you'll be always the kibun. But your maksa das not to use the shemen anymore, to Shabbos. Now, ain't kli nito b'Shabbos el l'tzerach davra nito. You want to now carry this plate to catch oil. Now, since this oil is muksa, you're not allowed to carry this plate l'tzerach davra osur. That's one time. We'll see in the Gemara. Inami, another time is kesover osa levato kli miachonai. In the Gea, you're not allowed to do something to kli on Shabbos that you're going to make this kli like muksa, you can't use it anymore. This kli matkila is usable. You could use it, eat with. Now on Shabbos, when you put it under the shemen, when the shemen comes and falls on this kli, the kli is like a bosses of dov roser, the kli is muksa, and you can't use the kli the rest of the Shabbos. So you're being levato this kli from its use on Shabbos. That's like an issa the rabbon like clear up, as if you're breaking the kli. So with the rabbon, it's also to do something to a kli to make it that's not usable anymore. Shashi nami ksaver also levata kli mechonot lohoishiv kli b'mokim shloyucholay litloy, to put into a place that you won't be able to use anymore. Tehevei kekaveya lemokim, it's as if you're being kaveya, you're putting this kli here. Or mechavre betit, your mom is like boina, you're cementing it down to the floor. For domi lomlochas v'ematum lochav binyu, to make it a kli, or you're being sized to the kli, some say. Or kli there, this kli, mishyipu boya shemen, as soon as the shemen falls into the kli, hamuksa, yiyosta taltalim. It's also to mataltal the kli right now. So therefore on Shabbat, you're not allowed to put this kli underneath to mavato to use it. Some people are mafakfa, what about using a garbage bag on Shabbos? The Kura Shalav, you want to start a new bag for garbage. So material of the bag was usable. Now when you start putting your garbage inside the bag, you make the bag not usable anymore, it's not used for anything else. You'll be allowed to clean your chonon. But Teretz is there for care. There the whole use of the bag is for the garbage. So using it for its use, that's what it's aimed for. It's not aimed for anything else. Now here we're talking about a regular plate that's aimed to eat with. Now when you put this plate underneath the shemen, and the shemen falls in, you can't use it for any other purpose, that's an issa stira or a binyan. Do whatever Shabbos, that's muta. Now this shemen, you're not allowed to have any anor from it. It hurts means that's muksa. Since the shemen is not minamuchen, it means the beginning of Shabbos, you put the shemen into the lamb where the kavodah should burn the whole Shabbos. So you're like, you mak tadat, the shemen I can't use anymore. Now when the shemen drips out of the lamb on Shabbos that comes to the floor, you can't use the shemen. It's also vano, it's muksa. Muksa, you're not allowed to have anor from a muksa. Right. Omer Rav Chizda, Sot Rav Chizda, Afa Pi Shomru, even though we learned, Ein Noistin Kli Tachas Tana Gerlis, Lekabel Beit Soso, the same halacha, on a chicken that's hatching eggs on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a kli underneath the chicken to catch the egg. As though you're afraid the egg will come out and it's on a modern, a slanty place, it'll roll and crack and break. So you want to save the egg, you want to put a kli underneath it. The same issa. Since an egg that's born on Shabbos is muksa, you can't use the egg, so you can't put a kli underneath to makabel the beitza. You kabel the egg because you're breaking the kli. Rashi Afa Pishom Rei Noistim Kli Tachat Nagol Zekav from the Gemara says. But Afa Pishom Rei Noistim Kli Tachat Nagol Zekav Kav Beitz Also Avo Koyfo Le Kli Shloti Shover. That you're allowed to do. If you have an egg that was already hatched, even though the egg is muksa, you're allowed to put a kli on top of the egg to cover over the kli, that nothing should come to break it. There's no good. That's chita. Because why? Because you can still pick up the kli. The kli is not muksa. Only if the egg falls into the kli, then since the kli is holding the egg, you're not allowed to touch the kli anymore. But here where the egg is on the floor, and you're putting something on top of the egg, you could take the kli away also. You weren't mavatal the kli is not muksa anymore. It's not even touching the egg. Even if it's touching the egg, you can still move it away. It's only if the muksa is standing on top of the kli, so the kli become a busted. It's like holding up the kli. That's awesome. But here we're putting the kli on top of the beitza, that's mutter. Rashi, Afo Pi Shomway Nasin Kli Takasana Gilis. Le Kabates also Kishima Tilos the Mokimadrin. You're afraid the egg is gonna roll down now and crack? Shematis Gagov the Shover, or Medyuka the Mastisan Shamin in law. The Domin Nasin Kli Takana, Kabo Shemis, Domin Dem to the Mishnah. Just like in the Mishnah, you can't put a Kli underneath the dripping down Shemin, because you're about to clean the Echonite. Here also, you can't put an egg, you can't put a Kli underneath an egg, because you're about to clean the Echonite. Avo Koifo Le Kli. So Drashi v'loy tema, don't think, don't say, what's the tatasa? Ein kli nitul, elu l'tzarech dobra nitul. Which is, Rav Nechem Yeshita will see later. So it's telling you, we don't pass like him. He holds you're only allowed to touch a kli for a purpose of something you're allowed to do with. You're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to touch a kli to eat with, or to put food inside it, because you're allowed to eat the food. But here you want to move the kli only for the purpose of saving the egg. Since the egg gufa that was born hatched on Shabbos is muksa, you're not allowed to touch a kli l'tzarech dover shein anitum. So that's the chiddush we don't hold from that svar. Halacha, we don't hold like that. We hold you're allowed to touch a kli, even though it's for that purpose. Because the kli itself now is not muksa. You're allowed to touch the kli. That's Rav Chizda's halacha. Nochmo. Omer Rav Chizda, Ava Pishom, Rai Noistim Kli Tachan Natana Gerlis. Tava Vitzosa, Ava Koyfan Leklish, Shlothi Shavim. Omer Rabbo, my time with Rav Chizda, what's Rav Chizda's svar? Kisovar. Tarnagoyles asuya lahato beitzosa biyashpa. A tarnagoyles oimit to give off beitzim in the joint in ashpa. The ainu asuya lahato beitzosa mokimadrin. And it's not shchiach though that it should give hatch an egg in a slanty place that the egg should roll down. The hatzola mitsuya hetiru. A hatzola that's motzoy de omatiyu. The hatzola shayna motzoy loyatiru. That's the havamina here. Hey, if you want to put the kli underneath the egg to catch it, what do you want to catch the egg for? Because you're in a place, a slanty place, the egg will fall down and hatch. So you're saying that's not a shchidi gazach. The mal eggs are not hatched in a slanty place. Since it's not shchiach, this thing to happen, the rabbanu warned Matthew to make that solo. Mashenk in a normal case where the egg is hatched normally, in an ashpa. Now you're only afraid something shouldn't come and fall on top of it. That's very shchiach, but that's the Matthew. Hey, the other meaning was, we didn't know like Rashi just said, the chilek and Reb Chizda. We thought, no, both cases really should be awesome. So the Rabbon are only matiyu, because they had to save the egg. So what's the difference? The difference is, one is shchiach, one is not shchiach. So Rashi, b'yashpo, b'yesh loch ha-shem ha-tishabah b'ragli yodim. People step there and crack it. The koifel le-kli, that's the shchiach de-gazach. Melev atzolah mitzuyatiru. Atzolah, that's shchiach to have in the matiyu. Letal te-kli le-tzorkom. Therefore, we're allowed to touch the kli to put it on top of the egg. The Afal Pisha Beitza Dovashena Nitu Bishavis. Has the Havamini was even though to touch the Kli. Stump for an egg, it's also, because you can't touch a Kli for something that's not movable. But for Hatzola, to save the egg, it's Mutter. Like the Rabbanu Amekel, to save the egg. Why can't you put the Kli underneath the egg to save the egg also? Because that's not Motzi. Like the Dover, it's Lashchi, the Rabbanu didn't make the corners for. Rashi Shainu Mitzuya, Hagoin Madron. That an egg should be hatched on a slanty place, you're afraid of written on a crack, it's not Shchia. Who adin is not shchiach either. The shemen that falls out of the lamp is also not shchiach. Therefore, there are born and born mekel. That's the havamina. So the more nine eitz ve'abaya for the abaya. The atzola sheinu motzol yatiru is such a svar when you're coming to saving something. Because the born gave had to save something. He can say what's not shchiach. The born to give you had to save it. For a time you will learn nishbur alay chav yishotevul. For on Shabbos, your big barrel broke. You had wine in the barrel, and the barrel broke now, even though the yain is shal tevel. Tevel you're not allowed to eat. It's muksa. Beresh gagoy. So, but a cold part of it, the shalaf and hefsid. The barrel cracked, and the wine is dripping out. If you're going to leave the wine drip out, it's all going to fall to the floor. You're going to lose all your wine. Is a dakula, the rabbanu will make home, maybe kli, you're allowed to bring a new kli, or maniach tachtel, and leave it underneath the broken kli, that the wine will drip down into the second kli. So lechura, it's not shchiach, and still you say the rabbanu will make it. Parents says no. The goofy chana is talking about a new barrel. The shchiach the mafkia. The first time he used new barrels, not sunk in yet with the wine, it's shchiach the barrel should bust. So shchiach, that's what rabbanu will make it. But in a chlami, where it's not shchiach for something happened, I'll tell you the emes and rabbanu will not make it. These are all the half meanings of the gemara. All right, Mitzvah, we'll go by tomorrow. We'll see that's not the maskana.
The middle of Shal of Muksa that men bezem a bez. After the Gemara, this is something Gemara again of Mut. Omer Rav Chizda, Afa pi shom rei noistin kli tachas tanagrilis, the kabel beit sosa, you can't put a kli underneath the chicken to mekabel the egg, because the egg is muksa, and you be mevata kli mechonoi, Afa koifo leh kli, but you'll have to put a kli on top of the egg. Shloi tishover, today that the egg should not break. Omar Rabba, my time of the Abchizda, like what's the chilek? How come you're not allowed to put the kli underneath the egg, but you're allowed to put the kli on top of the egg? What's the difference? Is ksovar, the Abchizda holds, tarnagoyles, asuya lahato beitzotz biashpa. It's a shchiyatik gezach that a chicken should lay an egg biashpa, you know, on a flat piece of ground. And the ashpa is like junkyard where people walk there, and it's a shchiyat that people step on top of the egg and break it. It's not normal that the chicken should hatch the egg in a slanty place that we're afraid the egg will roll down. And therefore you want to put the kli underneath to mekabel the beitzer. So as far as like this, something that shchiach, that danger is going to happen to it, that's a mitzvah, it often happens often, so I want to mount you to save it. Therefore, we're going now to Svarim. Really, you shouldn't be allowed to pick up this kli al manas the tzorach of an egg. Since the egg was hatched on Shabbos, it's muksa. It's not a dover metaltul. We're going with the Svarim. You can't touch any kli l'tzorach that muksa. Now here, the Rabbanan gave a special heter on a motzi, something that happens often, that when the egg is laid in normal place, people step on top of it and may break it. So Hatzola Metsuya, the Rabbanan will mat you to touch the kli to put it on top of the egg. But Hatzola Shema Motsi, something that's not shchir for it to happen, lo yatiru. It's not shchir if the egg should start rolling down, that you have to put a kli underneath it to catch it. So since it's not shchir for it to happen, the Rabbanan will not mat you to do it. That's the chiluk. The chiluk is if it's Motsi or it's not Motsi to happen. Eisvev, the Marakashin, Eisvev Abaya. The Atzol is Shein Amotz Lo Yatiru. Such a swear like that that something doesn't happen so often. The Rabbanu will not matter you. For a time you weren't in a brayso. Nishpura Loichav Yishol Tevel. If you have a barrel full of wine and it's Tevel Dikah wine, you didn't take off Truma Samaisis yet. So Churas Tevel, it's Muktzah on Shabbos. And now the Kli broke and the Yain is starting to fall out of it. Barosh Gag on top of your roof is the Eitzah maybe Kli. You're allowed to bring another Kli next to it or Meniach Tachter, put it underneath it. And to save it. So, Lechura, how are you allowed to be metal to this new kli? To save the old wine, Lechura, since the old wine now is tevel, it's like muksum, it should be also to metal to it. It's muksum, it should be no heter to metal to it. The teretz is begulfi charati. We're talking about new barrels. New barrels are shchiach for it to break. If it's shchiach for it to break, therefore the Rabbanu will mati you to do it. Begulfi charati. The shchiach the paki. A new barrel that shchiach, the first time you use it, the wine will bust and the wine will come out of it. Therefore, it's a hatzola metzuya. The Rabbanu will mat you to touch the kli to serve that. Eisve no vikasha. It says, on the Mishnah later, noisnin kli tachas haner lakabin nitzutzes. And even though our Mishnah says, if you have a lamp that's burning on Shabbos, you can't put a kli underneath to catch the oil. But here we're talking about not the oil, but the sparks that are falling down. You have a lamp on top of the table, and all of a sudden the sparks are coming down. So, partially you're afraid the sparks will burn the table. So, here it's mutter to put a kli underneath it to catch the sparks. It shouldn't burn it. Is the Churah Kashri, you're moving the kli now to catch sparks. Sparks is muksa. So, how are you allowed to move the kli? Elamai, it's not solid to say something, even though it's not shchiach. The Teretz says no. Nitzayt is not mishchiach. The shchiach is gezach that sparks should fall out of the lamp. Therefore, the matthew to put the kli underneath it. So tell you there's the kasher of bezoy. Why aren't you allowed to put the kli then underneath the shemen to cast the shemen? Hey, the chur, it's more shriach that shemen should drip down from a burning lamp than sparks should fall down. So a bezoy was called motzui, so they should even be matthew to take the kli to cast the shemen underneath it. So tell you says poof, kid. Since it's so shriach for the shemen to fall down from the lamp, normal people put the kli there before Shabbos. So therefore, they weren't matthew dur on Shabbos. Mashenkin Yitzchaitzis is not that shriach, so people don't think about it before Shabbos to put the kli there. So if you didn't put the kli there before Shabbos, but does it happen sometimes that sparks come out of the lamp? Yes, it does happen. So therefore, the Rabbanu will matthew to do it on Shabbos. Eisvei, another kashmir. There's al shver, the way we learn him, shatran.